Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Chaf, and we're starting a little bit into the Amud with Halacha Yud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Tzar Batsi Biaka Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us, Ain Bein Shiloh Yerushalayim. There's no difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, namely Shiloh, where the Mishkan was for over 360 years, and Yerushalayim, which is where the Beis HaMikdash was. There's no difference between them. El Sheba Shiloh Echon Kachem Kalim Meister Sheni B'chol Raya, and Shiloh, one Kedi Kachem Kalim, and Meister Sheni, in any place where they could see Shiloh from there, or Yerushalayim, Lifnim and Achaim, and Yerushalayim, they have to eat it within the walls. That's din regarding kachim kalim, such as a carbon taida or a shlamim. They have to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. Maaser Sheni as well has to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim, and we're dealing with Shiloh, where there wasn't walls around Shiloh. So as long as a person could see the Mishkan in Shiloh, even though he wasn't in Shiloh itself, that's where he could eat these things. Now v'kan v'kan kachim kachim nechom from Maklayim, in both places, both Yerushalayim and Shiloh, kachim kachim, higher level kachim, are only allowed to be eaten within the klayim, which is the curtains, basically the wall of the base of Mikdash, or the curtains surrounding the Mishkan. Now kedushas Shiloh Yesh Achra of Heter, Kedushas Yerushalayim Ein Achra Heter. The Kedusha of Shiloh, that has a Heter afterwards. We've been talking about this extensively, that after Shiloh was destroyed, there was a Heter Bamais in Noiv and Givine. But Yerushalayim, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no Heter, there's no permitted Bamais afterwards. Now the Gemara begins by actually talking about something that we were talking about right before Halacha Yud Beis, namely that there's only a Heter Bamais when we have a Navi. Basically, we have to see from the Navi that there's a Heter to have a Bama. So Rabbi Yochanan bar Maryas Shamalam and Adah, he knows his din from the following. The Pasuk tells us, Az Yivne Yeshua Mizbech Lashem Elokei Yisrael Bahar Eval. So we see the Yeshua built a Mizbech, which is in essence a Bama, at Har Eval. The Gemara asks, Ainli Al Har Eval. I only know this by Har Eval, but Shiloh Minayin. How do I know about Shiloh? How do I know that after the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, it was permitted to build a Bama? And the answer to that is that it says the Pasuk, Veikach Shmuel Telech Chalav Echad. The Shmuel took a Telech Chalav, which is a nursing sheep, by Aleu Oila Kalil Hashem, and he brought it as a Oila to Hashem. And this was after Eli HaKain had passed away and Shiloh was destroyed. So we see from here that Bamas were allowed at that point in time. Now, Omar Rav Barkan, he just comments on this pasuk we just quoted, Hutru B'Seyah Sheshmuel. There are three things that are really in Avera that were permitted with this set, with this sheep of Shmuel. Number one is Huva Ayrai. This was an Ayla, and he had brought it with it and its hide, even though really it's supposed to be skinned. Also, Mechusar Zman, it was lacking time, which means it was too young. It says that it was a Telech Chalav, which means it was nursing, and that was too young to be brought. And V'Levi Haya, also he's a Levi. Now, Rabbi Yisrael says, Im Nada, Les Shema Min HaKlom. If it's from that, you don't hear anything from that. Meaning, this doesn't show us anything. Why is that? Amar Vav Bar Kahan, or Rav Kahana says, Sheva Averis Hutru Parshal Gidoin, the Gidon who's the time of the Shaiftim, there were seven different Averis that were permitted with a par that he brought. Number one, Avonim Sulais, the stones in the Mizbeach that he used to bring his par, they were possible because they were actually originally from a Mizbeach that was used for Avodah Zarah, and Va'atze Asherah, the wood that he used for a Mizbeach was Asherah wood, which was used for Avodah Zarah, Mukzeh, and one of the parts that he brought was Mukzeh, it was designated as Avodah Zarah, and V'Nevad, the other par he brought was actually served as Avodah Zarah, V'Laila, and he brought these at night, V'Zar, and he was a non-Kayin, Isser Bama, and it was at the time of Isser Bama, because this was at the time where they had the Mishkan and Shiloh. And this is what we call a Hayras Shah. This was permitted for Gidoin at that time. So it's possible this earlier pasuk that we quoted from Shmuel was also a Hayras Shah, and it's not something that we can learn from regarding all other cases. Therefore, we continue. Man debay Yishmeinu Tavos Manahidra Shmuel Bar Nachman. Whoever wants to hear good, and he wants to have a good raya for this, it would be from Shmuel Bar Nachman. He quotes a pasuk, Ushuvasa Ramasa. It would be when Shmuel would return to Rama, that's where he lived. He would go around to all of Am Yisrael, judging them, taking care of their disputes, and teaching them, and then he'd finally come back to his house in Ramah, Hisham Shafat is Yisrael, that's where he judged Yisrael, V'yivan Sham Mizbech Hashem, and he built a Mizbech Hashem over there, and this was a long-term Mizbech that he had, so you can't say it was a Hirah Shah that was just for that point in time, and therefore we see that Bamas were permitted. Now once we're on this topic of this Mizbech built by Shmuel, we get into another discussion, this time about when Shmuel had met Shaul for the first time. Hashem had actually told Shmuel that Shaul is going to be coming to him, and that he should anoint him as king, and so Shmuel had already prepared for it, and it says in the Pasuk, V'yarm HaTabach es HaShoik V'Oleha V'yasmul F'nei Shaul V'Goymer, and the Tabach, which is the cook, he lifted up the shoik, which is the shank, that's basically the middle part of the leg, and he'oleha, that which is on it, and he placed it in front of Shaul. Now, what does that mean, that which is on the shoik? So, Shaul Bar Nachman Amar, he says, shaka v'shaifa. It means the shank, again, this middle part of it, and the shaifa, which is basically the top or the cap of the thigh bone, and the shaifa is being called oleha, because that's on top of the thigh, which is on top of the shoik. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, shaka v'alya, it's referring to the shoik and the alya, which is the tail part, because the tail rests on the shoik. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Amar, he says, Chazav Eshaik, it's referring to the chest, the breast part of the animal, and the Shaik. That's because when these parts of a carbon shlamim are waved about and given to a Kayin, the Chazah is placed on the Shaik. So in this Pasuk, that Shaul was given the Shaik, and that which is on it is referring to the Chazah. And as we see, Dom Rabbi Elazar says, Chazav Eshaik l'kayhan v'bama g'daylah, when a shlamim is brought on a bama g'daylah, which again is that main Mizbech in the Mishkan, that Chazah and the Shaik are given to the Kayhanim. Whereas Chafam Bezatav, Labailim, v'bama k'tana, if a shlamim is being brought on a private bama, so the owner takes that Chazav Eshaik. Now, once we're on the topic of the differences between Abba Magdala and Katana, so we continue with that. Ribs are says Bshem Rablazer, Ar Ha'ayla Kaihanim Ba Magdala, Vlabailim Ba Magtana. The hide of a carbon oila goes to Kaihanim when it's being brought on Ba Magdala, but it goes to the owner when it's being brought on Ba Magtana. And Ribs are says Bshem Rabiyamia, Trumas Taida, Lakaihanim Ba Magdala, Vlabailim Ba Magtana. When a carbon tide is brought, we know there's 40 different lachamim, 40 different loaves that are brought along with it, and one out of every type of loaf, which means the total of four, that's separated, that's called the Trumas Taida. So when he's bringing that in a Bamak Daila, it's given to the Kehanim. When he's bringing in a Bamak Tana, he just keeps it for himself. Another discussion of Yechon Abai, he asks as follows: Halaila, Maoshe Yakasher Obama. What about bringing a carbon at night? Is that permitted to bring on a Bamak Tana? So Hus Reblazer asks a question, which is in essence going to be answering our question. Vaksiv the Pasuk says as follows: Vayar Mashal Shal said, Putsu Ba'am, spread it among the people. Vamartim Lehem and tell them, Hagishu Alai Ishayr Vagaymer, everyone should bring me his Shar. Now the key is the end of the Pasuk, really, where it says, Vayagishu Kalam Ishayr Biyadai Halaila. So this is they brought it to him at night and they shechted it there. So that's mashma that they shechted these karbanos at night. We have another pasuk, which is really the one right beforehand, that tells us that the people are sinning, they're eating al hadam. And the key as well over here is the continuation of the pasuk where it says, so he says, today, bring me an evan gedayla, we're going to shech these karbanos. So the question is, how do we understand this? Was it during the night or the day? And the answer is, the nighttime, the animals they shechted were just chulin, they were just regular meat, whereas the daytime ones, that was the second pasuk we quoted, where he said hayoyim, that was for the kachim, for the karbanos. And kachim Rabbi Yechon heard this, Amar, he said, Yafel and Don Rablazar taught us very well, this is a great limud. Now we go on to discuss the Mishkan and Shiloh. Rabbi Pinchas says, B'shem Rabbi Yisrael B'Eloi, Kasav Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Vayitash Mishkan Shiloh, and he abandoned the Mishkan and Shiloh. Now the key is the continuation of the pasuk where it says, Oihel Shikin Ba'adam, so calls the Mishkan Shiloh an Oihel, a tent. But then Kasav Omer, another pasuk tells us, she brought him to the house of Hashem in Shiloh, mashma, that it was a house, that it was a solid structure, not that it was an oil. Hakeit said, how do we understand this? The answer is, the Mishkan in Shiloh was actually a stone structure down below at the bottom, and the Urias, the curtains of the Mishkan, they were up above, and that's why it's being called an oil and a bias. And as another point, this is the Menucha that the Torah was talking about. The Pasuk tells us, for you haven't yet come to the Menucha and the Nachla. Now, Nachla is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, and Menucha, we're understanding, is referring to the Mishkan and Shiloh. And Arab Zaira, he further comments on this, the minimum height, the solid walls of the Mishkan of Shiloh were 10 tfachim, they couldn't be anything lower than that. As the Gemara of Atanu, it says, the same way that the oil mayid, meaning the Mishkan in the Midbar, that was spread out, the curtains were spread over the walls, so too, the oil in Shiloh was like that. So we clearly see the Mishkan in Shiloh was considered an oil, and that's mashma, that didn't have a structure at all. It was just a regular Mishkan. So Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he answers that no, these are all different parts of the Mishkan. That means its hooks, its beams, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets were all built as part of Mishkan and Shiloh. In other words, there was the bottom base, which was a solid structure of stone, and then the entire Mishkan was built on top of that. So that's why it's called both a bias and an oil. And as a side point, once we're talking about the Mishkan, the krasim, which is the hooks, they were seen from inside. They looked like stars in the Shemayim. We know that the Urias, the curtains of the Mishkan, were a number of colorful tapestries that were connected by golden hooks. So when you were on the inside of the Mishkan, you looked upwards, all those golden hooks looked like stars in the sky. Now we're going to discuss where the Mishkan in Shiloh was. So Rabbi Chiya Rabba told Rabbi Shem Rebbe, Ani shemat mevicha, I heard from your father, from Rebbe, shekol chupais shahayu loy hayu el b'sech chalka shal binyamin, that all chupais were only in the chalka binyamin. Now the chupais that we're talking about over here is not like a canopy by a wedding. That's how we usually understand the word chupa. We're actually going to be translating it literally. Chaifa means to cover or to hover over. So this is referring to the Shechina being in a particular place. In other words, he's saying that the Shechina was only in the Chelik of Binyamin. Matama was a source for this. It says in the Pasuk, Ubink Seif of Shachin, that he dwells in between his shoulders. And others are understanding that the Mishkan was in the Chelik of Binyamin. As the Gemara Vaksev, the Pasuk tells us, Vayimas Ba'el Yosef, Ubeshevet Ephraim Levachar, and he was most, he rejected the tent of Yosef, and in the Shevet of Ephraim he didn't choose. And this refers to the Mishkan in Shiloh. So we see the Shiloh was in Yosef's Chelik, not Binyamin. So the Gemara answers that the very next Pasuk tells us, Vayivchar Shevet Yehuda, that he chose Shevet Yehuda, and that's referring to where the Beis HaMikdash was built. Now the question is, did Hashem really choose Yehuda? The Beis HaMikdash wasn't only in Shevet Yehuda's Chelek, actually a significant portion of it was in Binyamin. So it must be the Pasuk can't be taken literally, Ella rather, Bechira u'Bechira, there's a certain Bechira over here and a certain Bechira over there, meaning a choice here and a choice there. What does that mean? Ma Bechira Shenemer La'alan Binyamin Bechlal, just like the Bechira that's said over there in the second Pasuk, Binyamin's included. As we just said, Hashem didn't only choose Shevet Yehuda because the Beis HaMikdash was also partially in Shevet Binyamin's Chelek. So, and Binyamin Bechlal. So to over here, the Bechir that said over here, in regards to where the Mishkan and Shiloh was, Binyamin was included. That means that the Mishkan and Shiloh was partially in Chelik Binyamin as well. Rabbi Yonah quotes Rav Vohu, says Rishim Yosef ben Chanina, the Pasuk tells us, Ritzon Sheikh Nisneh, literally translated this means, and by the favor of the one who rested in the thorn bush, that's what it's Sneh is. What do we learn from here? Kachim Amratzim Nechal Mechalka Shel Yosef, the Kachim that are Meratze, they bring about favor in Hashem's eyes, they are eaten in the Chelik of Yosef. And the way we understand this is talking about Yosef is because Sneh could be understood as Soine, one who is hated, and we know that Yosef was hated by his brothers, as referring to Kachim Kachim, which had to be eaten in the Chatzar of the Mishkan. So Chatzar of the Mishkan was in the Chelik of Yosef. Continue to discuss this, now getting more specific, trying to understand the layout of where the Chalakim of Binyamin and Yosef were to see how the Mishkan was part here, part there. So Amar Rav Avudman Dispirin, he says, Kiroish Tar Hayanichnas Mitoch Shalchaka Yosef Lasech Chalkasha Binyamin, a shape like Roish Tar, which is basically the picture over here we have over here in the Karban Eidah, which is a triangle. So a section that looked like that went from the Chelik of Yosef into the Chelik of Binyamin. If I was Bech Nasan Olav, that's when the Mizbech was, and that's where the Chatzar was as well. And my time, how do we know this? What's the Pasuk? So it says, V'nasav HaGvul Mizracha Tanas Shiloi, and the border was Nasav. It protruded to the east by Tainas Shiloi. And what does that mean, Tainas Shiloi? Ad is Kupia the Shiloi, until the moaning of Shiloi. What does that mean? So we're understanding the word Taina as in like, I have a Taina. I have a complaint or frustration with somebody. So Taina over here is understood as the moaning or the sadness of Shiloi. And the reason why it's being called this is because the entire Mishkan was not in the Chelik of Binyamin, and he actually had seen this through Nevuah, and that pained him that he didn't have the Mizbeach and the Chatzar in his Chelik. Now we continue discussing the Shechina in regards to the Mishkan and other places. Rabbi Yoina quotes Rav Vohu, says B'Shem Yisim Chanina. The Pasuk tells us, Urtsain Sheikh Nisneh. Another way of understanding this is, Shashar Shechina B'Sunav Shal Yosef. The Shechina rested in the hated ones of Yosef, which is referring to the Chelik of the other Shvatim, who, as we mentioned earlier, did not like Yosef. At least that was way in the beginning, as we know the whole story started out with Yosef. And we say the Shechina rests over there, as referring to what we had said in the Mishnah, is that a person could eat Kachim Kalim B'chol Haraya. If you could simply see the Mishkan and Shiloh, you were able to eat Kachim Kalim. And that means, even if you were in the Chelik of a different Shevet, you were still able to eat Kachim Kalim. And that means there's an element of Shechina over there. We continue discussing this. Rav Lazar says, B'Shem Rav Shaya, Mimash Nechel Kachim Kalim Meiser Sheni B'chol Haraya. From that, we just said that Kachim Kalim Meiser Sheni are able to be eaten in any area that one can see the Mishkan and Shiloh from. Loitzar Hashem Al-Hazar Al-Chilasan, the Shina, the teacher, which is referring to Hashem in the Torah, he doesn't have to warn us regarding eating outside Shiloh, because we just said there is no problem eating outside the Mishkan and Shiloh. Ella, rather, the only thing that we have to be warned against is Al-Haliyasan regarding bringing a carbon outside the Mishkan and Shiloh. And Matayma, what's the source for that? Where do we see this? In other words, where do we see this Isser of bringing a carbon outside Mishkan and Shiloh? So the answer is, the Pasuk tells us, Hisham Melacha Pental Al-Yasecha, you should be careful for yourself, lest you bring up your Eilos. And the Pasuk continues, B'chol Makam Asher Tira, in any place that you see. Now, the Pasuk is not limited to an Eilah, as it says, Eilos Secha, your Eilos. Rather, Pentala Aliyascha is really telling us, lest you bring up anything that you would like to bring up. Aliyascha is that which is brought up, meaning any carbon, that's the Isser, that no carbon is allowed to be brought outside the Mishkan and Shiloh, but as long as you're not bringing the carbon outside the Mishkan, you are allowed to eat the carbon outside the Mishkan. Again, as we said before, and in the Mishnah, the Kachim Kalim are allowed to be eaten outside Shiloh if one can see from there. Now, another question about this, Roshim Bar Miyasha Ba'akumir Balazar, he asks as follows, Chafal Fomadal Fantap, Mao Haraya, what does that mean that you're able to see Shiloh? Does that mean Shiloh? Oi, Shiloh, U Mishkan Shiloh. Is it okay just to see the city of Shiloh, or do you have to see the Mishkan as well? Not just the city, but also the Mishkan. So Amalei respond to him, Shiloh, U Mishkan Shiloh. A person has to see both. He has to see the city and the Mishkan. Kigayna Dabes Ma'ain, just like the city of Yes Ma'ain. A person was in that city. He was pretty far away, but he was still able to see Shiloh and the Mishkan. El Shizem Mavsik was that Ain't a Mavsik. It's just that this one has something blocking it, whereas this one doesn't. In other words, this example that we just brought, Beis Ma'ain, even though you could see all of Shiloh and the Mishkan as well, there was something that was blocking a person's view. It wasn't 100% unobstructed, and therefore, practically, a person wasn't able to eat his Kachim Kalim Beis Ma'ain. It's just that we're bringing the idea from there. As long as a person could see all of Shiloh with the Mishkan, it doesn't make a difference how far away he is, he'd be able to eat his Kachim Kalim. We're going to start for the day and go back to discussing Bamos, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.